Nick Faribault joins us right now. Great Steelers insider on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I think from that list, Nick, the biggest surprise to a lot of the people that do your job is that Cam Johnson got cut and they went with Corliss Waitman at punter. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the surprise. I mean, I predicted Johnston to win that job. They signed him just a year ago, Pony, to try and fix this whole operation. But you kind of dove into the stats. I mean, you look at the hang time stats, Waitman way better in that category. You look in terms of consistency, he was better in that category. So, yeah, I'm not stunned, but I did think Johnston, just because he was getting paid, he had the pedigree, and he did look pretty solid coming back from that knee injury, would maybe win this job. But good for Waitman.
To what extent do you think Waitman's ability as a holder and or maybe more to the point, Chris Boswell's comfort, Nick, with him as the holder on field goals played into this decision on the Steelers' part?
Yeah, I think that's another part of it, just not messing with that operation. Waitman's really become a good holder, and Boz obviously had an all-pro year with him there. So I do think that was part of it as well. The other part that I do think is that Waitman's a lefty, and that is, you know, that's a little tougher for returners to handle. We saw a few more muffs last year because of that. So Waitman has a little advantage there too by being a lefty.
God, I wish Tomlin was this granular about clock management, Nick, if he's thinking about spin on the
Belichick
ball.
Belichick always loved the left-footed punters for that exact reason.
I know.
Nick, what else do you anticipate as far as roster cuts between now and 1 o'clock tomorrow, names that Steelers fans would obviously know?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're probably going to see Robert Woods on that list, which is something probably you didn't expect when they signed him back in May. So I think we're going to see him on that list. The DB room is going to be the toughest one to figure out. Do they place Corey Trice or Beanie Bishop both hurt right now? Does one of those go to IR? Do they try and trade a DeMarvin Leal? Like, there's a few different guys.
What
are
your predictions on those moves? Let's get your thoughts.
Yeah, let's get a couple rapid fires here.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that they probably end up keeping, this is just my thoughts, they keep Trice and Bishop is either cut, traded, or put on IR. That's my guess. I think that Leal is probably gone, but Herbig's injury throws a wrench in that. So they might keep Leal just for Herbig insurance, but I think Leal's probably off the team. I think you probably end up with another offensive lineman coming in externally. So I think they're going to have someone from the outside, probably a tackle come in to fill out some of the depth needs. And wide receiver is the big one to watch. They're scouring that market. They're looking at wide receivers. So do they see a taker? Do they find somebody that they can kind of meet a deal with? That throws a wrench into everything. But those are the big things to watch. But that DB room, that corner room, is going to be the biggest one to watch if they move Trice or if they move Bishop. I think, from what I think, James Pierre has kind of locked himself onto this roster through special teams play.
Nick, when it comes to the wide receiver room, to go back to that then, to what degree do you think, you said they're scouring the market, they're looking. Sometimes you can be looking for something and not be desperate to get it. You're looking for something that fits like right place, right time, right price. Or other times you could be like, we need something out there. We are desperate. This situation is critical. How do you actually think, beyond DK Metcalf, they look at their wide receiver room? Desperate or just looking for the right fit?
Looking for the right fit because they want a bigger-bodied outside guy. I think that's what they want. Someone that's physical, which is why they've had Gabe Davison twice to check on the medicals. He fits that perfectly. Jacoby Myers, for example, fits that even though he's a slot type. He is a big physical player. So that's the type of guy I think they're going to look at. Alan Lazard fits that. Jalen Tolbert with the Cowboys fits that. Those are just a few names. Tim Patrick with the Lions. You know, there are guys that are going to be on roster bubbles that are fitting that mold. I think less of someone like, for example, the Bills might move on from Curtis Samuel. I don't think he fits as much as what they would want than someone like Lazard or Tolbert or someone else that I kind of mentioned there. So I think that's what they're looking for. They're looking for the right fit. They like what they have. They think Roman Wilson's come along nicely. They like Scotty Miller. Calvin Austin's going to be healthy for week one. So they're pretty confident with that. And obviously they like Skowronek for his special teams ability. So they want another outside, bigger guy, I think, specifically when they look at this.
So then if you were a betting man, who do you think from that list is the most likely trade target for them, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, Lazard is probably up there. I think he has to be. The obvious connection for Rodgers. Jalen Tolbert is probably a good one too to think about. He's been passed up a little bit on that Dallas Cowboys depth chart. Ryan Flournoy there has passed him up. Jonathan Mingo's hurt though, so that one's a little bit in doubt. There's two other names I would throw out there. Alec Pierce from the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
I think that one is a fun one for the Steelers potentially. And then you look at the Patriots room. You got guys like Kendrick Bourne maybe potentially in that. But I think if you look at likeliest option, I'm just thinking of who would they would teams would part ways with and who the Steelers would be interested with. I mean, it's kind of hard not to, for the answer to be Alan Lazard.
We thought he might make it all the way through this without falling victim to the Aaron Rodgers situation. I will pose this to you, Nick, and as I say that out loud, Pony, you ever had the train of thought leave your brain?
Well,
right
breaking
in the
news, Trey Hendrickson has signed with the Bengals, so they got that resolved here.
Thank God for the breaking news here, because I literally just drew a blank halfway through the question, Pony.
Nick,
here it is. Hold on. No, thank you. Got it back there. It was trade proposals involving the Indianapolis Colts. Nick, we had Richie Walsh say, maybe the Steelers could trade for Anthony Richardson last week. Frankly, we said, that's kind of funny. Why would Richie bring that up? Bill Barnwell did a big write-up at ESPN about why the Steelers ought to trade a late-round pick and take a swing on Anthony Richardson. What is your reaction to that idea actually gaining traction right now in bigger national circles?
I mean, I guess you're taking the dart throw on pure tools. But the Steelers aren't in a position where they don't have a young guy. I mean, Will Howard is a young guy with upside. Does he have the howitzer and the speed that AR does? No. I understand that. But Richardson has looked broken. He struggled kind of identifying protections, setting his protections. He's had struggles with accuracy. He's the same guy he was at Florida. Like, it's really hard to buy into that. Plus the locker room stuff that happened in Indy, I'm pretty out on that. I understand where they're coming from with that, but the Steelers have a young guy that they are kind of focusing on developing. It's Will Howard.
So how does that end up going there, Nick? Tomlin commented today that he's close to becoming a full participant in practice. So How do you think they juggle the four quarterbacks in the next few hours?
I'm expecting Howard to probably just practice and probably Skylar Thompson either gets the X or traded. I think that's probably what ends up happening here. Will Howard's not far off. They probably want the young kid to get some reps. And so they don't want him on IR necessarily all year, right? You want to see him in Indy. You want to see him get some team reps and scout team and different things like that. So that's my guess of how that plays out. It's a tough decision, obviously, because Skylar Thompson's played really well. But the other thing with Skylar Thompson, it's not like this guy hasn't played regular season football. I mean, he has. You've seen what he is like in the Mike McDaniel scheme with a good offensive coach. So there is that, too. Is the preseason a mirage, I think, is a real question there with Skylar Thompson.
All right, Nick, anything else that needs to be on our radar here between now and when the 53-man rosters get announced tomorrow with the Steelers?
Yeah, outside of offensive line and wide receiver, one position I think to at least keep an eye on is free safety. I do think the Steelers are open to adding a free safety there. Chuck Clark, they like him in the box, but athletically, not necessarily elite there anymore. So I think a free safety is probably something to keep an eye on. That could be a little bit of a sleeper move here for Pittsburgh.
Nick, your Steelers record prediction in 2025.
This is official. It's getting charted, just so you know.
Okay. Well, I've stuck with my guns to everybody I've told this to really since April. My prediction is 10-7.
Will they make the playoffs?
Yeah, they'll make the playoffs and they'll lose in the wild card.
Okay, thank you.
Every insider we've had has said that so far.
Plus intern Jack, who's not an insider yet, but he'll be there soon.
Training to be one. All right, thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go.